If Christ has risen from the dead, then Christ didn't claim to be a healer. He claimed that he didn't do nothing until the Father showed him. Everyone knows that. And he said, the things that I do shall you also, even more than this, for I go to the Father. Yet a little while the world sees me no more. Then if you'll be still in your heart tonight, just, I don't mean in your outward, I mean in your heart, settle it. And say, oh Christ, I love you. And I'm keeping still about this and that, whether thou shalt take this or take that. I'm taking you with your promise. Please, Christ, tonight, let me see your divine power displayed like you did in the days gone by. Then my soul will stand still. My spirit will stand still. My intellectual will stand still. My learning will stand still. I'll see your word and accept it. And Satan shall stand still. Your sickness shall stand still. And watch the glory of God bring you from sickness unto health again. And fill and see the glory of God. All right. Brother Stockton. Just stand still for the next 15, 20 minutes. What a challenge! Here we are. There's a display that when Christ must show himself alive, if I only teach you a word, and the word does not manifest the one who spoke it, then the word's no more than any other written word. If this Bible doesn't live tonight in this tabernacle, then it isn't God's promise. Then Buddha has just as much right, and the followers of Buddha. Mohammed has just as much right. Mohammed does as we do. His followers seek stand, whatever they may be, the witch doctor is just as well off. But there's one thing certain, that Christ is raised from the dead. And if he could only get his church to stand still just a few minutes, his tale of still the people. Now be still. Watch and see if God still is. Here we are at the Red Sea. We're inexperienced. The Red Sea, when they come there, there was at a place where God had to do something. I preached Christ the same yesterday and forever. Stand still and see the glory of God. Not your battle to begin with. It's God's battle. It isn't your promise to begin with. It's God's promise.
Right.
And here I stand tonight. It's not my weary to find out about this woman. It's God's promise to do it. Right. I just stand still. The glory of God does the work. I put one of my own words in. It wouldn't be right. I don't put my words in. I just stand still. Let God do it. Don't you get worked up and say, well, if I had a prayer card, stand still. Now, the lady stands here. She's standing still. I'm standing still. Everything's quiet. Let's see the glory of our God. Believe, have faith, don't doubt. I challenge your faith to that. Now, if the Lord Jesus is raised from the dead, here stands a woman I've never seen in my life. We're strangers to each other, but there's something wrong with her, something she would be standing here. And if Christ is the same yesterday and forever, the woman at the well who came to him, and he claims to be the same. He can display the same mighty power. And if he could display the power here on this woman to reveal to her like he did the woman at the well, he can display the healing just the same as he could this time. The lady's not here for herself. She's here for another woman. That's right, isn't it, lady? That's a much younger woman. It's your daughter-in-law. She's been in some kind of an institution or hospital. It's a mental condition or shock treatment. That's right. And now she has tumor. And you're standing here in her stead. That thus saith the Lord. Now, is that true? Raise your hand. You stood still and received His glory. I stood still and seen His glory. And you stood still and seen His glory. That He's the same Lord Jesus. Boy, you see what you've asked for, sister. And may God of heaven give you the things that you've asked for. Amen. How do you do? I suppose we're strangers to each other, too. You're standing. Don't be a nervous, worked up. Just stand still. And know that Christ is raised from the dead. And if Christ has raised from the dead and prove it, then every blessed promise that He made is yours. For you are a believer. Correct? And if Christ will tell me what you're here for, would you believe that He's alive here? Believe it is Christ that would tell me us being strangers to each other? Are we strangers to each other? If it is, just raise your hand. Yes, frankly, you're probably up for an operation. You got inward trouble, internal trouble. Been examined for internal trouble. You're also extremely nervous. And you have heart trouble. And the heart is the nervous heart. That's right. Nervous heart. You're not from here. You're from another city west of here. Way away. Nebraska. A city called Dalton. Something like that. Nebraska. That's right. Return home. Jesus Christ has made you well. Lord, believe now. Don't doubt. Your heart will never bother you. If thou canst believe. All right, lady. Seems like I've seen you. I might have done it. But I have no idea what's wrong with you. You know that. Where, as far as that is, I've seen you somewhere. I can't place it. But do you realize that the same God that stilled the Red Sea is stilling you and I? The same displays power. Look at the audience there. See how still they are? We're watching to see if Christ raised from the dead. He said, the works that I do, he that believeth on me, St. John 14:7. The works that I do shall he do also. That's either right or wrong. You're not here for yourself. You're here for a boy. And that's a son, or it's a grandson. It's your grandson. And that grandson has gland trouble. It's affecting his hearing. That's true. That handkerchief that you had in your hand for me to pray for, take it and lay it on and you'll receive his hearing. Go in the name of Jesus Christ and go down. Amen. Are you believing? Have you come to stand still in the presence of Almighty God and to see His display power? If He would never, He could not give me power to heal because He's already done the healing. It's a finished work. But He can give me power to make you realize if there's anything in you to bring you up to a place, to make you realize that He's raised from the dead and standing here. Is that right? I see the lady with some kind of a bandage around her arm. Oh, it's taking a blood pressure. High blood pressure she's suffering with. That is right. And then you have some sort of a bladder trouble. And you just recently had an operation for that bladder trouble. That's right. And you're standing still in the presence of Almighty God to be healed. Do you believe it? Will you accept it? Then in Christ's name, go and receive it in the nation. Amen. God bless you. How do you do? Just a moment. The lady's got a death spirit on her. Would you bow your head just a minute so we can get her here? Oh, God, in Jesus Christ's name, I pray that you give her her hearing. Grant it, Lord, and I condemn the devil that it did this to her. Display your power, O God, that this woman might hear, and then reveal to her, Lord, when she can hear, that she might know your glory. I rebuke this devil and cast it out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. How long have you been that way? You hear me all right now? You're healed. See, here's your little aid hanging here. That was your best ear, but you can hear out of either one now, see? You hear me? You hear me? You're healed. Now, the Lord bless you. Do you believe me to be his servant? Now, let us talk this minute now as you can hear. He won't pass you by. You're suffering with some other trouble, which is, it makes you stiff, arthritis. You have arthritis. You are very nervous. Not that you had an accident. You broke your wrist. That's right. And now it's swelling. That's right. In Christ's name, I rebuke it and ask for her healing. Amen. Now, move your wrist back forth this way. Like this. Now you go on your road rejoicing, healed, and make well. Let us say praise be to the Almighty and Living God. Do you believe? Just be still and know that I am God. He says, not your battle, it's God's battle. You believe God healed that rupture on you sitting there, sir? Honey, you wanted you, didn't you? You're praying for it. Is that right? Raise up your hand. All right, if you believe it, you've received it. Amen. Have faith in God. You want to know that lady's trouble, that female trouble? Is it going to be well? Then believe God. Oh, make a joyful noise to you now that you're in that field. And praise. Do you believe with all your heart? You want God to heal you that arthritis to make you well? Then go on your road and rejoice and say praise to God and make you well. Our trouble's easy for God to heal. Do you believe that? Raise up your hands and receive your healing. And go on the road and be made well. In the name of Jesus Christ. You want to eat again and get that stomach trouble away from you and be made well? Then it's taking you down, losing weight and everything. I see you where you look much bigger than you do now, much heavier. You just constantly keep you like a bash and everything in your stomach all the time. Frank, you can't sleep at night. That is not right. It's right. Now, do you believe? Let us go and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Just believe this way. You believe? Well, you know, when your trouble's worse, when you lay down at your heart, you know, just fluttering around, make it like that, it's a nervous heart. You believe God healed you? Then go and receive the glory of God. And be made well. You believe God take that arthritis away from you? Then go off the platform, stomping your feet and praising God. Don't be afraid. Now do what you're told to do. You believe God? Be still, he said, and know that I'm God. Oh, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't be all torn to pieces. He's here. Got something wrong with your breath, haven't you, lady? Little lady said there's a paint thing on her. She said, yes, that's right. Got something wrong with your breath. I don't know you and you don't know me. But you touched something, didn't you? You know you touched something. That was Christ who touched the high priest of our confession. The lady sitting next to you. You've got stomach trouble, haven't you, lady? You believe Christ to heal you? Let me ask you something. Isn't you women, isn't you sitting there together? Do you believe friends or something to know one another? That's right, you are acquainted. You believe me to be God's prophet, that God just sent me here and none another? Sent me here just to declare that he is God and he loves you and raised you today? Do you believe it? You've got a son, the lady said in here. You've got a son this season. And he has a back trouble. And he wants to be healed. That's right, isn't it? Lady, You there? You got a daughter here this evening. She's got colon trouble. Won't he be healed? That's right, both of you raise up your hands. All right, you're both even now, all four of you in the line.
Very hard.
You can go be made well. Do you believe God's still God? Then he said, it's not your battle, it's his battle. He's the one. It's the enemy that's coming. He said, but you stand still. Don't be frustrated. We're going to pray a prayer of faith for everyone in here, and every one of you will be healed. Do you believe it? Then lightly lay your hands on each other. Oh, my brother. Don't you get scared? Don't be excited. What more can God do? He's still in our know that he's done. Not your battle. They have prayed. And he said to the army, go down there and just stand still and watch my glory. What is 2 days back to the quarrel away? He put the enemy in such a confusion, such a riot, till they kill each other. Thirdly, and if you'll just be still now and know that God made you the promise, he made it by his Bible, he confirmed it by his resurrection, he showed it to his church, he displayed it here tonight. I kept praying, you know, I got one to show it's a deaf woman, to show that he can heal the deaf. He can do anything, or blind, deaf, dumb, whatever it is. It's not our battle, it's his battle. He made the promise. Let's believe now. Let's pray. Here is Jesus. By the truth of this little message tonight, somehow by your amazing grace, we have found favor in your sight that you can display your great arm of power. You show forth signs here that man down to the ages longed to see. You show signs here that John Wesley longed to see. You show signs that Calvin longed to see. Thinking Moody, Benny, Knox, all of them longed to see. But the evening light has come. The denominational barriers are standing still. And the evening light is dying. And we're happy to know that we're living in the radiant healing power of the great Son of God who spread forth his wings over this western horizon. This is only the same that he was in the eastern countries in the beginning of breaking the day. This body is not standing still. I'm praying to you the best that I know how to pray a faith. Many years in CBS and Savior, they have took you as their healer. Now, God, as we're waiting in this blessed moment, may the Holy Spirit come from heaven. May he charge every heart in here. And may this not be as time gone by. May it be different. May they rise and see the devil defeated in every cloud of darkness broke away. And standing out there and standing still to watch the patient walk in the blind to see the deaf to hear. Satan, stand still and see the power of the living God. We adjure the leaders and all of these people that God displays his power in Jesus Christ's name. I challenge every man, crippled or whatever you are, every person that's got a crippled arm, deaf, dumb, or blind, just stand to your feet in this moment. If you're sick with cancer or rheumatism, whatever it is, they still have to stand still and watch you rise from that chair and give God praise. Stand to your feet down and give God praise. Watch the devil stand on the sidelines. Rise up in the name of Jesus Christ and see the glory of God. There you are, the whole audience in their feet. Let us give him praise now as the great Jehovah and living God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A little woman who couldn't get up just a few moments ago, her friend put her hand on her and up she jumped and higher. And still is to be the power of God. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away these things.
Let us raise our voices, our hands, our hearts, our faith, our emotions to God, and sing it to the top of our voice. I will sing.
I take every soul in here under my control for the glory of God. Now sit still. Your spirit, when you move, it interrupts. You say, Brother Dan, is that true? Why did Jesus ask him to do it? Why did he take everybody out of the house and Jairus' his daughter to be healed? I'll be real ready. Now, lady, as far as I know, I've never seen you in my life. You've never seen me in your life. Is that right, Rachel Fuller? Never seen you in my life, and you've never seen, I've never seen you, and you've never seen me. Therefore, we're perfect strangers, both of us with our hands up to God, but we've never met one another before in life, know nothing of each other. Now, there may be something wrong with the woman. She may be a critic. She may be sick. She may be for somebody else. It may be financial troubles. Maybe domestic troubles. I don't know. God knows I don't know. But if this isn't a same kind of a picture of St. John the First Chapter, I've never seen it. There's a man and a woman, like Matt Dunn. Now, a lad was sitting on the well, waiting to send his disciples away, and a woman came up to draw water. And he said, bring me a drink. Now, she was a Samaritan, not a Jew, a Samaritan. They called it Jew and Gentile. So she said, it's not customary for these Jews to ask American stuff. I watched him, he's talking to her. He said, but if you really were talking, you would ask me for a drink. I would give you water, you don't come here to draw. They had a lengthy conversation. What was Jesus doing? He was contacting your spirit. Remember, the Father had told him he had need to go back to Jericho. He was Samaritan. He was on his road down to Jericho. That's straight from Jerusalem, not down the mountains. And he went up around the mountains to Samaria because God had sent him up there. Now, God sent me here to the coma. And where's the woman standing before me in a prayer line? All I know is God sent me here. I don't know her. She doesn't know me. So now, if Jesus is the same yesterday forever, and I keep down truthful, telling the truth, and maybe God will work well. I don't know if he will. He may do it. If he does do it, and you go over from there a believer, God didn't work sinful soul. Now, I just want to talk to you. You just answer. That's the same thing that Jesus done to the woman. As you talk to her around, he said, go get your husband. That was her trouble, wasn't it? She said, I don't have any else. He said, you got five. Now, she didn't say he's reading her mind with telepathy. She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. You actually entered that gift. That's the reason she got something. That's the reason Mary got something from Martha. When she said, "My, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, if you ask God, God will give it to you." He said, I'm the resurrection life. Do you hear my word? He lived by words as everlasting life. He said, I'm the resurrection life, the way he said it. He that was dead, what shall he live? Who shall live and bring him to me shall never die. I said, do thou this? He said, yes, Lord. I believe that you're the Son of God, the Son of the Lord. See, the reverence to take that gift of God. He said, God, let us arise again. Oh, Lord. It's your approach. Now, that man that put a rabble on his face, put him on the hook of a stick, that Roman soldier, and said, now, if you're a prophesier, tell us who hit him with reason. He never said a word. God don't frown for people. He certainly doesn't. He uses his power to magnify himself and to glorify himself. He's God, he's silent. I'm talking to you. If God will reveal to me, knowing that dear man and woman lives in this great audience of people, of several thousand tonight, watching this drama. And both of us under oath before God that we know not each other. Now, if God will reveal to me what you're here for, I don't know what it is, but what you're here for, will you receive it? Now, if I go home, we'll sit and go to get well. You have a right without that. But if he will reveal it, like you're crippled, I said, well, you're crippled. If I close your eyes, it may be your eyes. Well, that wouldn't be no miracle. Then everybody can see you're wearing glasses because your eyes are bad. But there would be something that I know nothing about. Then sure to be God. I trust that he will. Now, if the audience is still here, my boy, the woman seems to be getting smaller. There's got a shadow between her and I stand a light. The woman's suffering, yes, sir, she's very sick. She has many things wrong with her. The woman has something wrong in her bowels. It's colitis, I believe the doctor diagnosed that as colitis, kind of skin cut off of the doctor. He said it's colitis. And then I see something about looking at the bottom of the feet. You got thousand arches, too, that bothers you. That's true. Then you've got some sort of a bleeding, hemorrhaging of blood. That's the truth. When I see a block of dish going from the roof, you're real nervous, upset, and you have no gloomy spell. Kind of over the evening when the suns are going down, you get the kind of melancholy feeling, kind of strange feeling. I see you sitting in the chair looking out, watching the sun through the window. We had a look on the scene. That's true. I'm not reading your mind. And here's another thing. I hear you in a room praying with the side of a bed, and you're asking God to give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you're speaking for God. That's saith the Lord. Is that true or false? Is everything ever true? You believe God now? Would you say that to God?
Even the description of the doctor, Paul, Father Holy Ghost.
You see that? And God in heaven knows I know nothing about the woman. What is it? It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want to say this to you, my sister. The dark shadow that hung over you when he's done here has gone from you. You're healed. You're on your road in Jackson, and thank God. Amen. Go this way. I believe you are the second person to be here tonight. Are we strangers to each other? We do not know each other. You never saw me or met me or I met you in life. Is that right? I don't say that. You'll tell me then. I don't know. But if you dare, if you accept it as the, you know it has to come from a supernatural resource. If you accept it to be God, if you believe it to be God, you will benefit by it. If you do not, well then, to my opinion, it's sin. The Bible says, go ye and sin no more, and sin is unbelief. Go ye and disbelieve no more, or worse things come upon you. I strong thing. Stuck the platform now. Stop that. Now we're not in this dimension of, if you stand here, sure, this is not the three dimensions we live in, it's another dimension which is closer to God. Okay? Just go on. You believe that God will give you the desire of your heart. You see him heal your body. You see him heal everything. You believe that he will heal. All right, now you look this way then. Just the contact of spirit. And believing that God will do it. Humbly I ask you to do it. If the audience is still hearing me, I see the lady is in a serious condition. The first thing, she's extremely nervous. That calls for the time of her life, her age. She has nervous spells. And again, she's suffering with a lady's trouble, a female trouble. And that female trouble is diagnosed as a tumor. If the tumor says the doctor, and you're up for an operation, should be operated on. That's the law. Is that true?
That's true.
Do you believe it? Everyone? Now let us pray, sisters. All of you together while we bow our heads. Blessed Lord. I pray that you will help our sister and will heal her body and let her know it too. That the Christ of God who spoke to the woman at the well as a poor, humble, unworthy people you are married tonight, that it can manifest his power and his glory. May every doubt fade from her and may she be healed by the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, my sister. How do you do? Lady, you sitting up there in the bathroom with the blue dress on, got high blood pressure, have you, sitting right up there? You believe that, well, lady, all you heard is that the girl there, suffering with high blood pressure, was just praying for her knees. The lady right here in front of you was suffering low, that's right. God has healed you and rewarded you with your faith. Go ahead and get well. What did the woman touch? Who did she touch? She's 30 or 40 yards from me. Lady up on the balcony, it was just healed. I do not know you, is that right? You don't know me, that's right? But you were just praying for God to touch you. And he did it. He rewarded you out of your faith. You without prayer cards now, just like her. You go to praying and believing. God will heal you. That's the same Jesus. Forever the same Lord Jesus. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now, young lady, standing here before me, are you aware that you're in the presence of something? Because I'm looking at the girl, and that light that's on the picture is settled around this girl right now. If you're aware that something real, sweet, loving, kind, feeling on you, raise up your hand to the audience. You know that your brother standing here could not produce that. The reason I said brother is because if you are a believer, a Christian, you look like a healthy woman. I do not know you, I've never seen you in my life. If that's right, raise your hand towards the audience. But if God of heaven will reveal me, just keep your eyes closed so the people can see it's not mental telepathy. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you accept Christ and believe that it's him you're speaking? Will you do that? Wave your hand like that. Now the lady is not standing here for herself. She's standing here for someone else. And that woman is a relative to her. It's her aunt. And she doesn't live in this country. She's more of a plains country. It's nasty cold where she's from. And she suffers with a real extreme nervous condition, and she's having spiritual problems, and she's got ulcers. That's the truth. And not only that, but there's a pressure pulling from this meeting, which is another woman. And the woman is with you, and it's your sister. And she, you're praying for her right now for her back trouble to be healed. That dust heareth the law. That's the truth of it. If it is, raise both your hands up. Go and receive it and send that handkerchief with the pure one to your loved ones and be healed in Christ's name. If thou canst believe, now don't move around. I'm just expecting something to happen. I just believe it will. I pray all day for a great great force tonight. You suffer with the nervous trouble, don't you, lady sitting right there? God just healed you of it. The man second seat behind you back there has high blood pressure. Sitting right back up here sitting in front of me. Do you believe Jesus Christ make you well, sir? If you will believe it, yes, sir, you are healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. You're suffering with a growth in your body, lady. That's right. And if God will reveal to me where that growth is, will appear to my eyes, will you believe me to be God's prophet? Now, man, you talk to the lady. We are both anointed right now. You're aware of that, lady. The growth is on your breast. It's on your right breast. And I see you coming from some other city. You're not from this city. You're from a city north of here. And it's a city that's got lots of hills, Seattle. That's right. Return to Seattle. Believe God, and the growth will lead you. Thus saith the Lord. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe. I do not know yet, lady. We are strangers to each other. But if God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe me as his servant? Thank you, ma'am. I'm so happy for that. Now, that gallbladder trouble, and you have an infection, and you're up for an operation, you believe it will leave you now? Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, I pray that you heal this woman, take away her affliction, this great church of God, ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Go bleeding on. Go from you. You believe God healed you that time? Make you well? If you believe, you can have it. What about sitting next to you as a gallbladder trouble? Heart trouble, too. You believe God healed you the gallbladder and heart trouble? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. What do you think about it, brother? You believe with all your heart? Are we strangers to each other? You were healed in my meeting once before. Is that it down at the corner? That's been about 10 years ago. 19 years ago. Therefore, I would know that my son, I would know you the message tomorrow. As you come here. We will feel outside the line without any prayer. You'll see it in the meeting. Of course, I know nothing about you, Donna, nothing of you. Now, if God will reveal what this little man is here for, how many in the audience will say, I will take Christ as my healer right now? If I and this man will raise our hands that we will not each other. Never met as far as I know before in this life. Then who believes it? Now, let the man be the judge. If God will grant it, I don't know. We'll ask him and see. May God grant it, my brother, and reveal what your trouble is so that the average, I believe, will raise their hands sincerely. You are suffering with some sort of a poison. Kind of like a kidney poison, right? That's right. And that's because you only had one kidney. And you've got a prostate trouble, which causes you to get up at night. And I see you as a young man on being operated. It's at least 40 or 50 years ago that kidney was removed. 34 years ago. That's correct, is it? Christ heals you. Go on, your Lord, rejoice and be happy in Jesus' name. God bless you. I'm getting tremendous sweet now. What is it with the audience? I'm trying to set the audience to just ain't good. Everybody's just believing it, just going from place to place. Just keep on, that's all. Just keep believing. More you talk to the people, more you know. More reveals that the reason I keep passing one to the other, so that there'll be more than two or three witnesses to confirm it. The little lady standing here. We are strangers to each other. We do not know each other at all. First time we've ever met in life. All right. If there's something in your mind or heart that you're here for, I don't know. But if God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept it as being Christ trying to get to you to heal you? You will? Will the audience promise over to this same ever suffering woman in this audience? Will you promise the same? May the God of heaven grant it, ladies. While we're both giving our hands before God, we will not each other. You are suffering with kind of a gallbladder trouble, a lady's trouble. That's true. And I've seen something move, I heard something speak in the spirit. Just a moment. Yes? You know I don't know you, but if God will tell me what your name is, will you believe me? You're Mrs. Charles Wright. If that's not raise your hand. You're on your road rejoicing your heels, sister. God makes you well. Now that you might think telepathy, I know it's coming from the audience from somewhere, but I can't find it. If I would, I'd call you out. Right. Ladies, lay your hand on mine, patient. If God will reveal to me, looking this way, what's wrong with you, will you accept it? Raise your hand. Then you can leave the platform, your heart trouble is finished, and go on rejoicing here. Now, ladies, you just touch my hand back this way. If God will reveal to me this way, what's wrong with you? Will you accept your healing? If you will, put your hand off of mine. All right? I see you trying to get out. Maybe you're on the side of the street stepping sideways off the ladder. That's right. You're on your road rejoicing and breathing down. You were too old with heart trouble while you were sitting in the chair. This morning, the Lord rejoiced and thank you, God. I just touched my hand so I can keep in the contact with people. You're still in this contact. If God will reveal to me looking this way or up this way, what's wrong with you? Will you accept it? And you know what's the truth or not, if you will put your hand out of mine. Will you always believe it if you raise your hand to God? My Father, it's up to you. I see the woman dancing. It's a stomach cover. Or if it's from the stomach. That's exactly right. Now, if you believe it with all your heart, you go off the platform and you make well. Go rejoice in your heart. All right, come.
Glory to God.
Better as you come pushing through the shadow. Do you realize what I'm telling you? You believe that Christ can change that death to life and make you live?
Absolutely.
Can't you come over to him than a toothache? But if you believe, the thing will leave you. Will you believe it?
Absolutely.
Come here, let us pray. I'll ask you something. There's something here that tells you. Now I don't. But whatever it is, do you believe it's Christ? Then if it is, it's got me anointed. Jesus said these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you believe I'm a believer?
Absolutely.
If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Did Christ say that?
Yeah.
The same Christ that said it's been living since 2,000 years ago, he said it. It's written out in between with the truth. Then you have to get well, don't you? Oh God, have mercy upon the man. And in the name of God, beloved Son, Jesus, we challenge this devil to a duel. We believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is in our midst tonight doing these things. And people, many across the world, are failing to see it because they only have an intellectual conception of him. But those who are born of the Spirit know that our Spirit bears record with his Spirit that we're sons and daughters of God. And in the life of Calvary, I challenge the enemy of this man's life. And in the face of his faith, I pray for this demon to leave his body. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Go rejoicing, brother, and being happy. You think that got trouble left you while you were sitting there? If you do, go on. Amen. Yes, just leave it with all your heart. What if I told you the Lord Jesus saved you last night? Now, would you take my word for it? Go on your way and be happy then. Right, amen. Are you willing? I thought so. Now, between you and I is something dropping, it's blood, which means you're diabetic. Insulin is a mighty good thing. Insulin is a remedy. But Christ is a cure. Do you believe in tonight? Let you and I go to Calvary for our blood transfusion man. Jehovah God, be merciful to this dear woman. And may the sugar in this blood be taken out by the mighty healing power of Jesus Christ, who created the blood cell. And we pray that you'll grant it. And when the physician examines that urine test again, may you be surprised and say, Lady, something's happened. You're healed. Then she'll turn and give praise and glory to thee. I lay my unworthy hands upon her in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. Amen. God bless you, sister. Yes. And I was going to say, don't fear about that boy. He'll come on. Are you believing? Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then if you believe me as his servant, I'm going to ask you to do something. Brother Stockman or Billy or someone is tapping on the side. Something's happened. That is, I've gotten to weak. That they're going to take me from the platform. That's the time that I'm supposed to go. I want to say to you this, that if I never see you again in this world, I've told the truth about Jesus Christ. He's vindicated his name. And I say this in his name, that every sick person in here, if you're a sinner, if you will confess your sins, if you're, that is an unbeliever, confess your unbelief and believe God right now, there will not be a feeble person in our midst. Yes, surely, if everything else I've done has been perfectly vindicated by God, surely my word's vindicated by God. I told you what he said. He turned right back around and testified that what I said is the truth. Now, I want you to lay your hands on one another. The sick people all over the building. That's right. I believe you're fixing to see something that you've never seen before. I believe that you're going to see one of the greatest, best of whom that you've ever seen. I feel that in the light of God's Word and the witness of the Holy Ghost, we have the victory word of life over the devil. I believe that His precious blood is dripping to every soul. His Holy Spirit is moving up and down in His eyes and managing the people. Satan, you've lost the battle. Come out of this audience, out of this people. I'll tell you that Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Come out and move this audience. And may the truth of everyone be healed in Jesus Christ's name. This entire audience, this looks like one great big milky ball to me. Out there in the world, it's your faith. Act on it. If you believe it, stand to your feet and accept Jesus as a hero right now, regardless of what's wrong with you. Blessed be the Lord. Let's raise our hands and give Him praise.
Told him, and of course, in reading to him the Bible, what Jesus did, those days were past. So he come to find out. That's the weakness of our missionary. And so he carried the idol. And he said the idol had power. He said his father packed the idol. And one day a lion got after his father, and he set the little idol down and built up a little fire and said a prayer, the witch doctor told him, and the lion ran away. I told him that I was a hunter, and I hunted lions, and the prayer never run the lion away. The fire run the lion away, cause an animal sprayed a fire. Oh, well, he'd pack it anyhow. Now, do you call that conversion? No. And at the meeting that day, there's no way of giving out prayer cards. Billy, my boy, went down to give out prayer cards. He'd come home and show me he had no necktie, no pockets, or nothing. So he said, Daddy, it would be easier to go into a lion's den for those people grabbing for those cards. They tore my clothes off. Said I had to get away. So I said, we could not give out prayer cards. So I said, I want some missionaries of each tribe and each people here to go out and bring two people out of each tribe. So I spoke to them the Bible of Jesus being the resurrected Christ. There sat Muhammad, thousands. And they're the hardest to change. They're from the old Medo-Persians who alter not or change not. So when they brought them to the platform, the first one to my memory was the Muhammad woman, the red dot between her eyes, a middle-aged woman, and I said, you are Mohammed. She said, yes, through her interpreter. And I said, well, why do you come to me as a Christian to help you? Why don't you go to your priest? She said she believed that I could help her. I said, I can't help you, but if you believe Jesus Christ, He'll help you. She finally caught on to it, and I said, if the Lord Jesus has raised from the dead and will do the same thing here that He did when He was here on earth, will you believe Him? Yes, she would. Will you accept Him as your Savior? She put up her hand, she would. And the Holy Spirit came down and told her who she was, what she had done, where she had been, and she started weeping and accepted Christ as personal Savior. The next was a little black boy out of the Zulu tribe. The Zulus are great, strong people. This little boy had just eaten his dinner. Maybe some of you little children would like me to tell you what he has for dinner. All right. They take a porcupine quill and pick the throat jugular vein of a cow. And they let water or the blood run into what they call a cup. It's a little sack of leather. And then when it gets about half full, they pinch the vein, And then milk, some milk down there, and take a stick and churn it. Oh, it makes a delicious lollipop. Aren't you glad you live in Canada? All right. But that's, and his little belly was just as bloody as it could be from the blood of the animal that went over his little stomach. And he was so cross-eyed, the little fellow had to hold his head sideways to see. And when he turned his little head, I said, now anyone can see the little one cross-eyed? Now, if I could help the little boy and wouldn't do it, I'd be a hypocrite. I said, I can't help him. But if the Holy Spirit, who knows the child, will reveal what's caused this, then what will you believe? That was the Mohammedans was first, this was the native. And the Zulus were sitting up there by the thousands. And the Holy Spirit said this, the little baby has been born among Christian people, and its father and mother is tall and thin, which is very contrary to Zulus. They're heavy. And I said, for in the hut where the little baby was born, I see a picture of Christ hanging on the wall. And the father and mother, about 150 yards away, raised up, if that was true. And there was the people, just the description. I said, of course, I couldn't heal him, but I could pray. And when I looked back, the little black fellow was just laughing, and his little eyes were just as straight as mine. A doctor at the platform run forward and wanted to question me. Mr. Baxter and Mr. Bosworth was getting him from the platform. And so I understood that there was a fuss. He said, I want to speak to the man just a moment. What happened to that baby? Nothing, of course, that I did. So finally, I turned around and said, what do you want, doctor? He won't know how I know he was a doctor. So he said, I want to ask you, Mr. Branham, what did you do to that baby? I said, nothing. I wasn't 20 feet of him. He said, Mr. Branham, did you hypnotize that child? I said, do you mean to tell me that they give you license to practice medicine and know no more about hypnotism than that? If hypnotism will straighten a child's eyes, you better start practicing hypnotism. He said, I put the child on the platform. I stood here and looked at him. Something happened. I said, Jesus Christ healed him. He said, Mr. Branham, and the great lilies, you Canadian people, my wife was just remarking, what pretty flower garden. And how your pretty flowers, but oh, you should go to Africa. Some of those calla lilies, both yellow and white, measure 18 inches across. The prettiest things you ever seen grow wild right out in the jungle. And they had great big bouquets of those sitting on the platform. This little fellow said, Mr. Branham, I know that there is a life in that lily. And it cannot live unless that life is in it. And I believe that life is God. He said, but is he tangible enough to make a cross-eyed boy receive his sight normal? I said, you just have to take my word for it. There's the boy who was cross-eyed 5 minutes ago. Here you've got him in your hand and he can see. Jesus Christ, who is omnipresent, is here and give the boy his sight. And they started taking the platform, he run to, said, then I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And when leaving at Johannesburg, a few days later, this doctor run out on the ramp where thousands of people had gathered to say goodbye. And they run out on the ramp and grabbed me around the waist and began crying and said, I'm called to the mission field to be a medical missionary, and begin to speaking with unknown tongues out on that ramp. And I said, wonderful. I can go into that a little later about that. However, that day when the Lord Jesus challenged and a great mighty miracle taking place on the platform, to a boy that was there, mental deficiency, crippled up. And the Holy Spirit said, now his brother, he's thinking of him. And he's here in the crowd somewhere. He was hurt, either riding a dog or a goat. It was yellow. And he fell and hurt his knee, and he's crippled, walks on crutches. But thus saith the Lord, the boy is healed. Way down, maybe two city blocks, I heard a scream. And here come the boy with the clubs over his head, perfectly normal and well. Then when I looked, I saw a shadow. It was a vision that the man was going to be healed. And I said, how many in this audience will receive Christ as personal Savior if this young man is healed everywhere of all the tribes? And I prayed and asked our dear blessed Lord, and that man raised to his feet, perfectly normal and well, even mentally well, and as the tears run down his cheeks upon his black body, I had the privilege of seeing 30,000 raw heathens come to Jesus Christ at one time. 30,000 would be 10 times bigger than Pentecost. The things that I do shall you also, greater than this shall you do, for I go unto my Father. I say unto you this afternoon, my dear beloved believer and fellow citizen of the kingdom of God, the Great Commission is just as much in force today as it was the days when it fell from the lips of Jesus Christ. If he doesn't do the same thing in this meeting that he did in the days gone by, then I'm a false prophet. But if he does, and you fail to receive him, you are a sinner. The word sinner means unbeliever. Go ye and disbelieve no more, or worse things will come upon you. There's only one crossing line between a sinner and a saint. That's faith. He that believeth not is condemned already, said Jesus Christ. So the Great Commission, what's made our places in the condition it's in today, is because we have not carried out the Great Commission of the resurrected Jesus, of his power and his love to his church. Now, I have nothing against any church or any denomination, for I call a Lutheran, Presbyterian, Anglo-Saxon, ever what he is, Pentecostal. I don't belong to any church. I am not Pentecostal. I am not Presbyterian. Yet I am a Nazarene, Pilgrim, Holiness, Pentecostal, Baptist. I belong to all of them. I am your brother, and I'm here to be a service and a blessing to you, and I know that you will be a service and a blessing to me. May God see to this that the meeting will have a great unction that will make every church through the provinces prosper by this meeting, and God get glory. Shall we bow our heads just a moment? Blessed Heavenly Father, in thy presence we feel our need. As we read the sacred writings of this book, and we feel our great need of a living Christ in the day of skeptics. And thou hast foreseen this and noted, for you said the day would come when they'd be heady, high-minded, love pleasure more than God, and have a form of godliness, but would deny the power thereof. Thou hast also said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. A little while in the world will see me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I... personal pronoun. I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the age. We most humbly accept that and believe it to be a real truth of God. And Lord, seeing that the day is far spent and the evening lights are shining, oh, Lord.
Lord, let us now hasten quickly. Let us redeem the time. Let us be up and doing to make every effort that we can to see that every soul is saved that's been ordained of God to be saved. As we stand here feeling as fishermen, as thou hast said, the kingdom of God is likened unto a man that took a net and went to the sea, cast it in and drew all kinds. As we want to fish on this corner, when we throw the gospel net, may it catch every fish, Lord, for the kingdom. Grant it, Lord, let us have favor in thy sight. And we know we will receive it because Jesus has told us, ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it. And we believe it. And wait for your blessings as humble children. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
You have a word, or you shall dismiss the army.
You know, there's a lovely old song. If the pianist will come just a moment. Or maybe, if not, we could just sing it without the music. Sometimes I like to sing without the... I can't sing, but I love to try it. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And maybe that's all I do, but I get a lot of joy out of doing it. I would like to introduce Brother Robert Toms at this time. Many of you might want to shake his hand from South Africa. Would you stand up, Brother Toms, from all the way from South Africa to be with us in the meeting? The Lord bless you, my brother. Dr. Lee Vale is sitting by him there. One of my co-workers and friends, Dr. Lee Vale, would you stand up? He's the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Lima, Ohio, where the Baptists and so forth give us a great auditorium, and we had a great meeting where many great signs and wonders were done. Glad to see you, brethren, and sorry I don't know the gentleman between you there, but it must be some friend. Is it Brother Wilson, is it? All right, Brother Wilson, I guess you're well known here, and the Lord bless you, Brother Wilson. All right. Now, until we meet now, it's 6 o'clock, either Billy or this boy here, my little boy has grown up since I was here before. And I got another little boy, Joseph. Many of you remember me prophesying a little Joseph would come? Years passed before he come, and one of the sweetest little things happened a few nights ago. I was at the Christian Businessman's Convention in Chicago, and Brother Tom's had just come over on a ship, and the people of Africa had made him a coat of many colors. And Brother Tom's had brought it. I'm sending his picture back. And Brother Tom's, I find out that that little coat has 5 different colors, and 5 is the number of redemption. J-E-S-U-S-F-A-I-T-H and so forth. Well, that's very fine. Until we meet now, let us try to sing this song, one verse. How many knows, take the name of Jesus with you? Oh, that's wonderful. Shall we stand now just for a moment? Now I've got myself in trouble. How am I going to start it? Name of Jesus with...